Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul Grandparents. I'll be sharing 15 stories from the book with you on the podcast, all about grandmothers and grandfathers. So keep listening if you want to hear all of them. Grandparenting is so different these days. The unconditional love and mutual admiration between grandchildren and grandparents are still the same. But what's different for many families is they are so spread out now. Sometimes they live in different countries or hundreds of miles apart, or the grandchildren need to see multiple sets of grandparents because of divorces. So grandparents have to get creative and travel a lot and use Skype or FaceTime or pair up with other grandparents to share events. Cinda Finland talks about that in a story that I found very amusing. She likens the competition among grandparents to football, where you're always trying to get possession. Cinda and her husband had it easy in the beginning back in 2010. They had the home field advantage then because their first granddaughter lived a mere 3 miles away from them. They got to see all the firsts, the smile, the rollover, the first steps. They weren't selfish, though. When the grandparents from the other side who lived in Canada visited, they let them have uninterrupted time with their granddaughter. But then, after a blissful year of home games, the young family moved to Ontario. And that meant that Cinda was now the underdog. She was the one who had to travel to see her granddaughter. And her granddaughter was going to be raised as a Canadian with a maple leaf instead of the stars and stripes and hockey as the number one sport instead of football, and the next grandchild would be born in Canada. It was time for defense. Cinda and her husband attempted to level the playing field and regain some of their home field advantage by renting a cottage in Canada for the summers. And in winter, they crossed the border and visited too. Over the next 5 years, they rented countless houses and hotel rooms, and they brought amazing toys with them too. However, in the annual Christmas tournament, they always found themselves coming from behind. With two small children, the parents were reluctant to drive from Ontario to Pennsylvania in the winter. So the rival team, the Canadian grandparents who lived only 3 hours away, had a big advantage. Then the rival team pulled out their best play when they took the children on a 10-day family trip to Europe one summer. That would have been a major rout for Cinda's team, but she and her husband had a comeback plan. They moved to northern New York, just 25 miles from the granddaughters. They still had to cross that border, but they were way closer now than the other grandparents. And their new house even features a bedroom for the children and an art studio that's stocked with paper, markers, paints, modeling clay, and tubs of glitter. So how's it going now for the two teams? Cinda thought they'd have a real shot at Thanksgiving because Canada celebrates it in October. But after having one Thanksgiving dinner, the kids didn't care about the American one a month later. So Cinda and her husband were alone for the American Thanksgiving. Cinda rebounded with a sneaky play. Her granddaughters love American Girl dolls. But how anticlimactic would it be to present them after Christmas, which was what was planned? So Cinda declared a new holiday. December 1st would be American Girl Doll Day. On December 1st, she drove her car to the border with the dolls gift wrapped in the back seat. She did get a scolding for exceeding the $60 limit on importing gifts, but the Canadian customs people let her through just this once without making her pay the duty. And the girls went crazy over the dolls, and Cinda had a win. She had stolen the ball, if you're willing to call Christmas the ball. In fact, she says she feels like she won the Super Bowl. But there's always another year and another championship. She'll have to keep training and making good plays so that she doesn't remain the underdog. I totally get what Cinda's feeling. On one side, we share a grandchild with seven different grandparents, and on the other side, it will be six grandparents. And we don't live close to any of the current or prospective grandchildren. So that's where technology comes in. As described by Susan Mathis in her story called Long Distance Love, Susan says that she grew up with her grandma right there in their house. She was Susan's best friend until she passed away when Susan was 13. But all four of Susan's granddaughters were born in South Africa, so she made 10 trips there over 7 years just to make sure that she built a strong and lasting bond with them. Thankfully, the family moved back to the States a year or so ago, but they are still hours away from Susan by plane. So she visits them as much as possible, and she babysits for them when their parents go away. And even when she's not there, Susan watches her grandchildren grow up, and they maintain their bond through video chatting on Skype or FaceTime, and through watching their posts on Facebook or Instagram. She and her husband have a weekly Skype call with the grandchildren. He has dessert parties with them over video, and she reads to them. Susan doesn't feel like she's missing out on all the milestones because she gets to see them online and often right as they're happening. I'd venture to guess that down the road, many grandparents and grandchildren won't even remember which events they shared via Skype and which they shared in person. I know a lot of us are actually counting on that. So that's modern grandparenting. Come back for more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul grandparents in future episodes of the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. I know we'll be sharing some of these stories in our free daily newsletter as well. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see a button to sign up for the newsletter, and you'll actually find a bunch of choices, including the daily story newsletter or our three weekly newsletters with stories about pets, busy moms, or fighting cancer. Come back for our next episode when I'm going to talk about mothers as role models and share some wise words that we all can use.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.